his life. He's changed. Rashi's the Yovar Menesios then Kishai Yochidami. It's like killing out one from the other. Says, so according to Abaye, how do you know the Yisoid of the Mishnah? How do you know the Yisoid that if after Yom Kippur you have your D, you'll have a chiyuv to bring a chatas vadei? El Omer Abaye Mehocha. Michti, let's see. Mitzvois Yalfei Miadodi. I learn out mitzvois. Rashi says, Yochid v'nosi v'tzibar b'kulik siv mitzvois. V'yafinu kulu mihak gzeir v'shov v'adodi v'sech v'hurius. The same thing that Yoni Chayim when you have Yediya and when Yoni have a suffix Yepota. So even the Alpha Meadodi Ulomuli Dirsiv Sholosh Yediyas. How come it has to say three times the parasha of Yediyas? Kabi Yocha Gabi Nosra Gabi Tzibur is a main Indian Lugufa. You don't need it for itself. To Gemiru Luhu Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. Learn our Mitzvahs from all three together, Gzereshova, so Chorotu de Merextra, is to the Linyan Hecha de Misiyat de Lebosim and Kippurim, that's one thing. Who the Maisi Chatis, that when you find out after Yom Kippur that you've had the Eta Chelev, Bishoyging, you have a Chiv to bring a Korban Chatis, even though you live through Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur Pat, and Yom Kippur Patted you from the Yoshim Toli. So Mer says, Eimo ki Misiyat de Lebosim and Kippurim, who the Maisi Chatis, Mishum de Yom Kippur, Laval Hodein, because maybe in a case where first you had a chiv to bring a Nashim Toli, and then you lived through Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur Taka freed you from the Korban. Then later, when you find out that you did a Vade Chet, then we could understand you'll have to bring a Korban Chatis. Why? Because Yom Kippur did not come to Fakapora for that Chet of the Vadei Chet, it only came for the Oshim Toli Shaboy. The more it says, Vabul Oshim Toli. But in a case where you brought the Oshim Toli, the Al Hodin Chet Kosi, the Oshim Toli came bedavka for that chet. In other words, Yom Kippur is not mechapa bedavka for this chet that you did. True, it's mechapa, you don't need an Oshim Toli, but it's not mechapa directly on that chet. But where you brought the Oshim Toli, that it's mechapa you directly on that chet, Emma, why don't I say hachinami to mechapa? That maybe once you brought the Oshim Toli, you have your complete kapara. The misyad labos of the komas Oshim Toli, lemaisi chatis. That maybe, even though later on you find out that Yevada did the chet, maybe you should still be potter from the chattis. How come the din is that even though you brought your Roshim Toli on a suffix, later when you find out Yevada did the chet, you still have to bring a korban chattis? Question is why? Why don't I say you already have your kapara? So my answer is, my Rav, on the quote, Apostle says, Oyehedo lov mikomokim. No, Masha mikomokim, whenever you find out that Vadi did the chet, that's mechaibu to bring a korban chattis. Hashtag the young Mosana that you're telling me. Kim Misiyad Elei Maisi Chatis. That later when you find out that Yevadi did the Chet, Yevadi ate the Chelev. B'shoik, Yatabi Korban Chatis. If so, Oshram Tolu Lamai Bo, how come at the beginning when you had a doubt whether you ate the Chelev or not, before you knew Vadai, what do you have to bring Oshram Tolu for? What's the purpose? Wait, Mamonashoch, and later when you find out you bring the Chatis. Omarab Zero, Shemais, Maisplo Yov, I'm afraid maybe you'll die first. And if he dies before us bringing the Oshim Toli, he won't have a kapara. So that's why we tell him to bring the Oshim Toli first. Mask of La Rov, Rov is the question, Mace, if the person dies, Misa Mamarekis, Misa will be Mechaparim. Misa itself, the Yisurim of Misa is Mamarek, cleans you, wipes you out. So what are you afraid about? He'll die without this Oshim Toli, then his Misa is Mechaparim. Eli Radha, Ma Rov, Rov says like this, the reason why you bring an Oshim Toli is, in between now, you did a suffichet, so you're afraid maybe you'll get punished, maybe Yisurim will come upon you. So to protect you from the Yisurim, that's why we tell you to bring an Oshim Toli. But later, when you find out that Yevadi did the chet, that's when you have to bring your chatis. Now the Mishnah says, chatis seif abola suffik, the case Risha was a Yeledis, as a suffik, what she was mapul, whether she has a chit to bring a korban or not. In such a case, we tell her she still has to bring an oif min asofik. Omer Rav, Rav says, v'chiper. And then the Mishnah says, if it was hoida love later, so it depends. So Rav learns that, let's say later, it was after the Malika, it was noida to her, that she had a miscarriage, some as mechaper or korban. So you should know, this Malika was mechaper her. It made a good kapora, because it's a kosher korban. The Mor Yochiv, so that's the pshat. If we find out later that you really had a Yeledis, then Almighty cover. What does the Mishnah say to bury it? Lechura, the Kohanim should be able to eat from it. It's a regular chatzah, the Kohanim should eat from it. So even though really it's a kosher korban, but since when they first brought it, the Kohanim thought it was only coming in a suffix, they won't be able to eat from it, so they did not watch it that well. Therefore, you have to pray, maybe it has a tumor on it. It wasn't watched, l'shem shmiras achilas kochim. So Moritz says, Amos lemish tameras, when wasn't it watched? If before, when the oif was alive, chayev, it's alive. Alive animals, not makabotoma. Elip, so if after they made them leaker, right away you're telling me, they found out there was a vadi aledis. So kamenatale, they're watching it. If so, that can be shown the Mishnah. Then why does the Mishnah say to cover? You should be able to eat the basa. Ela, rather, the case like this, the Mishnah means to say, Mas nisnim benoy delor delo yoda. Where after they made them leaker, then she finds out that she did not have a miscarriage. That's mechayev or a korban. Hovedinu real demateras banoy. If so, really, this oif is like a chulun dikoif. And she muta banoy. Umayti kov, how come you have to bury it? It's only midirabon. It's only midirabon, and you'll have to bury it. Not midiraisa. And Rashi asked the question, maybe let's say it's also midiraisa because it's chulun bazora. So Rashi says that's only if you make a shchita on chulun in the azora. But here we made a malika on this oif, so that's not called an issa chulun bazora. Therefore, it's not asa bano, it's only midirabonin that it's asa. And the other one says, v'chiyitma the rav, where did we learn rav salocha? That rav says we're talking about b'kish a keeper, that the korban is a good korban. A different case. When you had the more before. When Isha talk out of Suffolk, Yeledes, so she brings a Chate Seif. So it says like this. Imach la nimlaka, if before they made the Malika. Noidullah Shayoda, they found out that Shivadi was Yeledes. Vadi then Tasa Vadi. Let this Malika, let this Oif be a Vadi Chates. Because Shemimin Shevio Aloy Hoido, Mevio Aloydo. The same type of an oif was brought for Chatez Sofer, or Chatez Vadai. So before you made them leaky, you found out that she's Mechuyiv in the Korban, and Echnami, she's Yotza with this Korban. But didn't mean Shanimluka Noyde Shiyoda. Let's say after the Kohen made them leaky ready, then we found out that she was Yeledis. So Marav Rav says like this, Maze Domu Moitze Dom Echnami, let her spritz the dam, press out the dam, Vichipron, she has a Kapara, and Muteras Bachila, and if so, Lamaisa, now you're crying to eat from the Bosar, because it's called the Chatis, became a Vadi Chatis. Even though the first one not after the Malika, so what? Lamaisa Malika was a kosher Malika, so therefore she has a kapor, this Rav's din. And therefore it's even Muta Bachila. Rabbi Yechanan says, Asur Bachila, that even though the korban was a good korban, Venisha first had a doubt whether she was the Yeledis, that's Mechayiv or Korban or not. So it says, if after they made the Malika, then we found out that she was Vada Yeledis, Sheyolda Vada, Maza Dom, let the Kohen spritz the dam, Humoitz Dom, and press out the dam, Vechipron, she has a Kapora, and Muteras Bachila, you let eat from it, there's no Gzeris, you see clearly like Rav, it's Muta Bachila. But I tell you, Tanika Bosse Bioslan, Rav Yechanon, that says, Chate Soif, Abol, Chate Soif, comes on a Sophic. Yemach, Lonim, because they didn't make the Malika yet, then Noida, Loshlo Yoshlo, she knows that she did not give birth, take to Lechulin, Mamish, take the bird home, it's a Chulin. By Timchulach, Timoch Lechavert, Iselti Chavert, another lady that needs it. But Yemach, Lonim, because Noida, Loshlo Yodom, before the Malika, we found out that she was Vadi Yeledis, so Vadai, Tasa Vadai, let her bring this Chates for Chate Soif Vadai. Shemimincha, maybe al hoida, the same min oif that's brought for a vadi is brought for Suffolk. But in Mishanimla Kanoida Shiolda, let's say after they made the Malika, then she found out she was vadi aledis. Asur, the Kanam can eat from it. And Afilo Bano, shall a Suffolk bo mit chilosa, it only came Nachmat to Suffolk. And therefore, Kippur, Smeik of Och, Lenachnami, the Kapora she has. But the Ma'isaf is there, the Rabbanu Degadin, it still remains Asa Bano, this Basar, and therefore it's the cover, you can't use it, because the Rabbanu looks like a Chatez Soif Minasofik. Even though really now came out to be Minavadai, still the Rabbanu, you should not eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Mafresh Beis Loyim Liyoshim. Let's say someone has set aside two sloin for korban noshim the way he's supposed to. For lokach bem shnei elim, and the behemoths were very cheap. He was able to buy two rams for the price of a base loyim. Shnei elim liyoshim. Later, one of them became worth two sloyim. So Yaakov liyoshom, that which we bought for the korban noshim. The second one is Yeroy Shapeshta. Actually, third clue comes about move. You mark of Yippo Domov Nadova. What's going to be Lokh Mem Shneil? Let's say you bought two rams, Lechulin. You took that money by mistake. You thought you're buying it famous for yourself. So you're over Nisamila. Echad Yofa Base Loyim, Yechad Yofa Sora, Zuz. Is a Yofa Shnei Sloyim Yakov Leshomad. Fashen Limlosai. Echad Yoshem Echad Lechulin. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next page. Holding daf chovov from the base, the bottom by the Mishnah. Start the Mishnah over again, that it says, Hamafrish shtei saloyim liyoshim. Somebody had a chiv to bring a korban oshim, and that's the locha that the yoshim has to be brought. It has to be worth at least two sloyim, two shkolim. And from Noshim we're bringing an ayil, which is a keves, 2 years old, at least 2 years old. So he set aside money, two sloyim, to buy his korban Noshim. And what happened was, v'lokach behem shnei elim liyoshim. When he went to buy it, he got a good price, and he was able to buy for these two sloyim, these two shkolim's worth, or two elim, two rams. Not only one, but he bought two. So it's like this. Later when he comes to bring it for korban, then the price goes up, and now this animal right now, this ayil, is worth two sloyim. Slamaisa yikrav liyashom, you can bring it for your korban oshim. That's the locker that the korban has to be worth two sloyim, bishas hakrova, when you bring it for korban. Even though when you bought it, it's only worth one seller, but now it has to be worth, if it's worth two, it's okay. And therefore the asheni, the second korban that you have, is you roll out a pasture in the fields out, she stops, it becomes a balmum, because you can't bring it for korban oshim, because you're already yotz already, and it has kedusha on it, and therefore it's a money, after it becomes a balmum, you'll be more, you could sell it, like be poyder it, the yiflo domo the nadava, and the money of it you put into the pushka for nadava to bring a korban nadava, but that's the locha that the moister, the leftover money from a korban oshim, goes to nadava. Now the base midish, they brought korbanos from it, they bring an oilless nadava, they bring. Now, what's going to be lokach bem shnei elim lachulin? Let's say this person set aside these two sloyim to buy his korban oshim, so he was makdish this money to use it to buy a korban, and then he took the money and instead of using the money to buy a korban, he bought two rams, two elim, but he had a mind lachulin, he had a mind to buy it for his own use, eat them. So he was over in Yisamila right now. Like he took the money of Hegdish, and he spent it for his own use, so he might see Moyes of Hegdish Lechulin, so he was Moel. So, Lokavem Shnei Elim Lechulin. So now, Echad Yofresh Teis Loyim, V'Yechad Yofasar. Let's say later, the Shasta Krover, one of them now becomes worth two Sloyim, and the other one is worth 10 Zuzim, which is really two Sloyim and a half. A sale is 4 Zuz. So it becomes worth the other one now 10 Zuzim. So look is like this. Hayofresh Teis Loyim. The ayah that's worth now two sloyim, yikrav liyashamay. Let him bring it for his korban oshim. So to show the Gemara exactly which korban oshim does it mean. Does it mean for the first korban oshim that is mechuyiv? Or else mefarshim say no, it means for the oshim of the mila. That he was over in Issa mila right now. He was then from Hegdish, he's chayav to bring a korban oshim milois. So he has to bring now this korban for the mila. So the one that's worth two sloyim now should be lashamay al tiyasha milos, because he was more from the money of Hegdish. Now the asheni, the second one that's worth 10 zuzim, that should be brought limilosoi. Means to say you should be makar of it for korban oshim that you chayiv by metchila. Some learns that one is for the first korban oshim that you mechuyiv to bring, but the ma'isa since you are moyel with the money, so it comes out you're gonna have to pay now 10 zuzim. So it means from your package you should pay now 10 zuzim to Hegdish, because you are moil from the two sloyim, so you have to pay like the keren two sloyim with a zuz, and the chaymish is another two zuz. So together you have to pay 10 zuzim. That's why some loyim shot. That's called vashenili milosai. Now what's going to be echod L'yosham v'yechan achulim. You have these two sloim, this money you set aside to buy your korban ashram, and when you went to buy the behem, you made a mistake. And one seller, you bought one animal for the korban ashram, true, so that's okay. Or the second seller, you bought a behem l'chulin, you were maitzit l'chulin, you were mal. So according to now, you're only mal in one seller's worth. So now, imhoi yishel ashram yofresh te sloim. Later b'shash, you want to be makavit. If that one, the one you bought for one seller, now is worth two sloim, so very good. Yikrav liashama, this for sure now is brought for the korban ashram, the first chiv you have to bring. Even though the ratio we said lashama means for the korban ashram mila, but now we're saying Yaakov lashama means for the first chiv ashram you had. The ashenya, the second one right now that you bought lachulin, that one you should bring limilasai. That one you should bring for korban mila. If it's worth also, if it's worth two sloim right now, that you should bring for your korban ashram milas. And the Yavi Ima sell of a chumshah from your pocket, you're gonna have to pay Karen v'chemish, which the Karen is with worth one seller is four zuz, and a fifth of that milabar is another seller, another zuz. So you have to pay back for Yavi Ima sell of a chumshah, a seller and a fifth. That's how much you'll have to pay for your Karen and chemish. So now the Gemara asks the question: My milosai, the Tony Reisha. What does it mean to say milosai? It says what? The second one you bring is for your mila. In other words, the case of the Mishnah was where you set aside these two sloyim to buy a korban ashram, and then you were mile, you took the money and you bought yourself two elim, stam l'chulin, so you're over nisim mila also. So the Mishnah says of later, zech is yofa bei sloyim, and the yech was worth asar azuz. So the ayofa shtei sloyim, the Mishnah says, Yaakov li ashamai, you bring for your ashram. And we said pshatim that is, that means for your ashram the mila. And it says, v'yashenya na li milosai. And the second one you bring for your milosai. So first question, what does it mean to say li milosai? Elaim, if you want to tell me, ayil osham, it means to say, you bring in this ayil now, for yasham milos, li milosai posh me, since you are my old behegdish. You took out these two sloyim l'chulin. So you have to bring now an osham l'mila. So first is the soul, maybe you want to tell me, t'choymish bahadi ayil maisilei, that the chaymish you could bring with the korban itself, is that true? Because the Mishnah says if it's worth 10 zuzim, like you yotze both together, the eye of the korban oshram with its chaymish, is that true? For the more of the pasuk says, v'yes ha-shechot min ha-kodesh yishalim, v'yes ha-mishosa yosef olav, that you have to bring your korban oshram, you give back the keren, and then a chaymish. Amo we see behad exela maiselei, that the chaymish you bring is when you pay back the keren, when you pay back the exela, the chaymish, you pay back the keren, you have to add a fifth, but not with the korban itself. The korban is one thing, then you have to pay back the keren, the chaymish by itself. For yoit, secondly, katani sefer says in the sefer, that when you took out these two sloyim, and you spent it, echad liyoshim, with one seller, you bought a korban for the yoshim, the yechad l'chulun, it says the Amhoya shall Oshim Yofa Shnei Sloyim Yaakov Liashomai. So that for sure means for the first Korban Oshim you wanted. For Yasheni Li Milosai, and the second one is brought for the Korban Milo. For Yovi Imoi, Sela V'Chaymish. It's clearly separate from the Korban. You have to also pay back the Keren and the Chaymish. Amo we see Chaymish, Badik Zayli Maitzilo. See, when you pay back the fifth, it's not with, included in the korban, but you bring it separately. When you pay back the keren, you pay back a chaymish with it also. Yellow the Gemara says, it means to say the Mishnah milosoi, it means to say madi is hani mehegdish. How much enjoyment, how much hanoi he had from hegdish, which he had hanoi from the two sloyim. V'yeshno mishtei sloyim, if he had hanoi from these two sloyim, the afreshin aliyoshim, the first he set it aside to buy a korban oshim, he was makdish like this money. V'lokach behem shneilim l'chulim. Now he took these two sloyim, and he bought himself two rams for his own purpose, tam l'chulim. The yofa shtei sloyim makriv lei. So again, so the one that's worth shnei sloyim, that he brings for his oshim. V'yofa asoriz zuz, and the one that's worth 10 zuz, is yoyev lei, he just some gives it back to hegdish, he pays now like his keren v'chemish. L'mad v'yisanim hegdish. That if he had enough from Megdish, devil like Zayla v'chaimshay, he had enough from Megdish to two sloyim, that's eight zuz, and he has to pay back a chaimshay that milabar, comes out to be 10, so he has to pay back now 10 suvim. So that's what's given now, this korban, the behemoth, worth 10, he gives the korban to pay back for chaimshay v'keren, for the keren v'chaimshay. Milos, who was to say to me then to say Milos, it means Gzeiloi, means his paying back now is Gzeilo. But Enechnami has still have to bring his korban for the Yoshim. So Enechnami says Milos, it means his paying back now is Keren V'chaymish. So Mor says, if so, so kids with one korban now you bring it for your Oshim, for Oshim Milo. Enechnami, with the first Oshim, you have to bring another korban. But the second one that's worth Yitzuvim, and that's going to be paid for the Keren V'chaymish. So most of the Maya Kimta, what do you say Pshana Mishnah is, Li Milosa Duresha means Gzeiloi. The 10 Zuzim you're paying back that corb, that animal, for the Keren V'chaymish. You say, I'm the same, what's the same? The same for the Mishnah. Echod Li Yashav, Yechod L'chulin. When you took these two Zuvim, and you spend now one for Korban Osher and one for L'chulin, so you only moil the worth of one seller. So it says, Leidem Hoyeshel Osher Miyofer Shnei Sloyim. If that first one you bought for the Korban is worth two Sloyim, Yaakov Li Hashamay. So pshit here means for the first korban oshim that you're mechuyev to bring. For Yashen, the second one now is lemilo. It's coming from milo. For the korban milo that you did, the yovi mo sell of a chaimish from your pocket. The nechlami left there a chaimish a sell of a chaimish left there the keren and a fifth. Alma, what do we say milosa means here? Ayel oshim means to say you bring you now the second one for the korban oshim nashan milos. It was so Reisha Korban Limalosa Gzela. In the Reisha, when you're paying back, you're giving back this Korban worth 10, this animal worth 10 Zuzim, it's not for a Korban Osher Mila, but it's not to be paying back for Yigzeloi, out the Keren B'chemisher Boy. And safer than Korban Limalosa, I